Islam has brought peace into my life that I couldn't find, you know, living the lifestyle I was living in the music business. And it feels good to wish peace unto others once I've found the peace for myself.
Now, we are excited to hear this story because we get to talk to people who have come from all walks of life. You know, people have this misnotion that Islam is something just for the Arabs.
Yeah.
But when they see an American who used to be or someone who is an icon, people are looking up to you. You're singing with P. Diddy and the Bad Boy Crew. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Bad Boy Records, Bad Boy Entertainment. You know, P. Diddy, Sean Combs, Sean John. You know, I ran with an entrepreneur. I ran with an icon in the music business, and I was exposed. There's so many things in such a like short period of time. The success of the records that I did with Puff, you know, propelled to be in, you know, audiences all around the world. It wasn't a country that I couldn't go to that a person couldn't identify with who I was or the songs I created or the records I partaked in. And you know, it's just an overwhelming feeling to be embraced by such a vast audience. But you know, to become a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has definitely replaced that audience, you know, saying with a whole different light, you know, is a whole different thing, and the transition has been so beautiful. You know, Allah's most kind. You know, the brothers and sisters that I used to, you know, run with in the music business have embraced my conversion to Islam. You know, my family has, embraced my conversion to Islam, and it's just been smooth sailing, man. Allah's most kind, because it's something that I really needed, you know, and I think a lot of entertainers in that business are searching for the same peace, and, you know, may Allah guide them all.
Let's talk a little bit about the past. We're not going to go into any details or anything, but for the benefit of those who are still trying to chase what you were living, they call it the American dream.
Yeah.
People see the videos, and they see all the rides, and they see the women and the glamour and the glitz, but it's not all that.
Well, for the most part, I think that a lot of people, you know, mainly, you know, preferably the youth, you know, we all share kind of the same common desires and temptations. And I think the music business kind of breeds these things, and it gives people a one-dimensional perception of, you know, mostly the perks in the business, so to say. And I think that, you know, the youth, by being so inspired all around the world, you know what I'm saying, being so inspired, who have been born into certain faiths, you know what I'm saying, like Islam and things of that nature, you know, they try to incorporate this lifestyle into something that's so beautiful. You know what I'm saying, Islam is just so beautiful. And I've been seeing over the years how, you know, this business and this lifestyle has affected so many of the youth. And myself, I think that traveling the world and living this consistent pattern of doing so many sinful things, you know, that come with the business. You know, we actually, you know, have the opportunity to make songs that might not be so vulgar, might not be so, you know, negative. Mm-hmm. But the reality of it is there's a lifestyle that comes with it. And that was the thing that really plagued my life, because what you're propelled in based on a success, you know, is a lifestyle that just becomes so repetitive and so consistent, and you find yourself being removed further and further away from the truth, further and further away from peace, further away from anything that was pure about you before you entered the business. So, like I said, you know, on the outside, everything looks good. You see the $100,000 cars. You see a lot of diamonds. You see, you know, for men, for the sake of men, you see a lot of females. And they think that this is, you know, this is a life. This is like, you know, paradise right here on earth. But the reality of it is, you know, I couldn't purchase peace. You know, I was probably able to buy a car, buy a house, buy a chain. Couldn't purchase peace. And the reality of it is, while I'm sitting here constantly paying for the disease, the cure was free.
Paying for the disease. And the cure is free.
And the cure is free.
Why are people running away from something that's free to something that's expensive? Because you got to pay for the martinis and the, I forgot what's even drunk in the club nowadays, the Dom Perignons, and you got to pay for all these things.
But you can get some water easy. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think people treat life like the flu shot. You think you can treat the flu with the flu.
Yeah.
It's not like that, you know what I'm saying? And what happened was, you know, Allah's guidance is just amazing, because I think sincerely in my heart, Allah heard me and heard the oppression that's hidden you know what I'm saying, from a lot of us entertainers. You know, we try to forge this image and we try to forge this character that's, you know what I'm saying, like, suitable for the fan. The fan admires this character. They're drawn to this character. But the reality of it is, we face tragedies no different from normal people. But the reality of it is, we try to go past that and continue to feed the fan, you know, this impression that they desire and that they gravitate to.